Damage from the extreme rain and flooding in southeast South Dakota has yet to be quantified. But the Emergency Watershed Protection Program from the Natural Resources Conservation Service can provide technical and financial assistance to relieve imminent threats. NRCS State Conservation Engineer Jim Reedy has details.
What it can do is it can help with installation of recovery measures to safeguard life and properties. So things like debris-clogged waterways, unstable stream banks that are threatening infrastructures, communities, or homes, severe erosion that might be jeopardizing some of that infrastructure, those sorts of things.
In addition, the EWP program can include purchasing floodplain easements. Reedy explains local NRCS field offices in southeast South Dakota are currently conducting initial surveys to determine where help may be needed.
So right now it's kind of a rapid survey thing. Field offices are going to go out and take a look, try to get back to us with the supporting, you know, photos and documentation that will help us at least get things started on that clock. And from there, what happens is if local sponsors right away know they have these imminent threats that need to be addressed, then it's just a matter of stopping in the local office and submitting those requests for help.
EWP provides cost-share funding of up to 75% of the cost for emergency measures, with tribal organizations eligible for up to 90%. The local sponsor then takes on the remaining cost, which can come in the form of cash or in-kind services. Reedy states the EWP program is not intended for upland recovery or full repair or replacement of infrastructure. For greater details on the Emergency Watershed Protection Program, visit the NRCS at any USDA service center.